With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
You want us to be able to look at each other. That's my brother. That's my sister. I know what his strengths are, but I also know what their weaknesses are. Because, Lord, you told us if we confess our faults one to another, we will be healed. And that word fault doesn't just mean confess what I did wrong. It actually means confess my weak places. Confess the place, the areas where I struggle. If I confess that, if we confess that one to another, he'll heal us there. And then it's no longer, and I see that now as I'm sharing in this very moment. I see why so much of church is gifts oriented and gifts focused, because as long as we're focusing on our gifts and our strengths, we ain't never dealing with the weakness. And we never get healed. And so you keep on covering up the weakness with more stuff. Then we add on activities and events, and then we build buildings, and we have conferences, and it just gets bigger and bigger until one day, which we've seen 30 years later, then we find out that the pastor's been having the extramarital affairs for years, and that this deacon and this elder and this sister and brother's got addiction problems. This is compulsive behavior. This was just one weakness after another, and the whole thing begins to crumble. And the young and the uninitiated who didn't know, then they feel devastated and betrayed. Like, all these people, I thought that they really loved God, but they don't know. No, it's just that we never dealt with the places where we were weak, and we built a ministry based upon our strengths instead of letting him perfect us. Paul asked the Lord to please take this messenger of Satan that keeps coming and buffeting me. And God, now you see why I said God'll give you answers that you don't want to hear. My grace is sufficient. Wait a minute. I was told that if I pray and I ask in your name. In fact, Jesus, you told us the time that you cursed that fig tree, and then you turned around and said, I could speak to the mountains and tell it to be cast into the sea. And now here I am asking you, and you ain't moving it. You're just telling me my grace is sufficient. Wait a minute. Why can't I speak to this and just have it move? Because he said, you got to confess this. There are stuff that we're speaking to that ain't mountains. They don't fall into the category of mountain to be cast into the sea. They fall into the category of faults that need to be confessed. So there are so many times that we misapply principles of the Word of God. Yesterday, our oldest son, had to be taken into emergency care in Tulsa because he was having chest pains and all of that. And when the doctors did the diagnosis, they found out it wasn't heart, it was lungs. He was asthmatic as a kid, and as he's gotten older, every year around this time, he starts having problems with lung and breathing and all of that. And so we had called because we wanted to make sure that the attending physician wasn't going to start giving him medication for heart. They wanted to give him something for anxiety. So we was trying to get through. So I'm going to tell you that you need to know the family history. before you just start applying stuff. Now, what am I getting at? In the house of God, we start treating symptoms instead of getting to the root cause. So because we treat symptoms, we'll grab a scripture and apply it to the wrong thing. Like a doctor grabbing the wrong medication because you have the same symptoms of somebody who's having a heart attack, but this ain't heart at all. This is a whole nother area. This is lungs. And so we'll do that in the house of God. We'll grab principles out of the word of God and we will misapply it. And that's the reason why Paul told Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. What's the word? Rightly dividing the word of truth so that it's not just grab any scripture. And that's unfortunately what a lot of the teaching has taught us, the faith movement, the word movement, the healing movement. And so we grab scriptures and we pull them out of the context and we try to apply it. And when we discover that it doesn't work, we are angry with God and we think all of this is false when no, it was not rightly divided. And so we tried to apply something that was really an issue of confession, and we'll try to think it's an issue of faith, and it's not faith. This is about confession. I need to admit where I am so that I could be healed, not just, well, I'm just going to speak to this pride in me and tell it to be cast into the sea. No, you don't cast pride into the sea. You don't cast pride into the sea. You admit. You find a brother or sister, in my case, my wife, and say, babe, you know, I'm really got to admit to you that I'm all those years. And I can say this to you now because I said it to her. I said, I've realized in this situation why God let this happen. It's because I'm still scared of what people think of me. She's shaking her head because that was my confession to my wife. I said, I never even realized this about myself while we were in St. Louis. Because I was ministering under another man's ministry. So when orders came down, I just simply obeyed the orders. I wasn't thinking about people. So I never had a chance to process how I would be as a leader. Because the only thing I cared about was being, I know you guys know what I mean. When you're in somebody else's ministry, you just want to be faithful. So I'm not worrying about what people think and all of that. Just pastor says we wants this done, or my group leader says they want this. So I'm just going to be faithful and do it. But then when God put me over an entire church and ministry, then I begin to, I got to please this one. I don't want this one to be hurt. I don't want this one to be offended. I want this one to understand. And I didn't know that until God put us in that place. And God had the guts to say, now, since you're like that, and I know where I'm taking this ministry in the future, I have to close it down and put you in school again.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.